Why? There's always deep emotionality between greetings and goodbyes. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Think about the birth of children and the death of family. There's high emotionality. When there is high emotionality, there's big stuff to be learned and had. Don't miss it. Do not dissociate from it. This is how you grow as a spirit in the body. And as you grow as a spirit in the body, you're not just growing yourself. Everything each of you does to enhance your own being, to use your body to the fullest, to open your chakras and to feel, every time you do this, that signal goes out to all the people in your bloodline, all your relatives, all your relations, backward and forward in time. We do not want to place any sort of heavy burden on you that you are obligated in any way to perform certain tasks. You have the free will, always, and the right to say yes and the right to say no. In order to stay healthy, wealthy, and happy, never say yes when you really mean no, because you will build resentment. And if you are pondering over a yes and a no, it is important sometimes to give and give and give. At certain times, it is necessary. We are not talking financially necessary. We are talking about support, energetics, psychic energy. This is what builds the bridge into the multidimensional healing. So, enough of that. Let's see what else, if there's something important, very important to cover. You will, of course, in the next few years, be making many, many changes. You already are getting signals from the outside world to manage your money, your energy with great skill and wisdom. And there will be moves for people, job changes across the board. This is going to be quite, quite large, the events that are coming. Reprioritization on many, many things. Again, it's hard to imagine that life can change so quickly. But it seems to us that by 2010, you will be firmly ensconced into another reality, and one that you're going to need all your psychic sensibilities and your wits about you to navigate. We will remind you that you will hear many stories of apocalyptic nature and doom and gloom and all sorts of ideas to control the population. We would remind you, from our perspective, you are here in the next number of years to participate, the whole planet, into a worldwide spiritual revolution. Revolution does not have to involve blood and guts and gore. Revolution at its core is an idea of change. And what we see coming is revolution of mind. That literally, because of light frequencies and because of circumstances in people's lives, there will be a combination of events. Not necessarily to drive people into madness and desperation, though that will occur in some places. But overall, you are looking at the spiritualization of matter. You are looking at your spirit self enlivening, enlightening, and activating the body in such a way that humanity across the board makes a leap in consciousness. And it will not happen by everyone watching something on TV, watching a movie, reading the same book, etc. All these tidbits that are offered to you now by all the great teachers on your planet are in preparation. They are preparing those who have agreed to remove the dross, to move those boulders away from the cave. And in so doing, you refine certain frequencies and you start to vibrate in a change of levels.